US President Joe Biden says he hopes fighting between Israel and Hamas could stop by Monday, as draft proposals are considered by the two sides. Our Middle East correspondent, Alistair Bunkle's in Jerusalem with the details of what a temporary truce could look like.
We don't know yet what the status of Israeli forces in Gaza would be. There was a lot of disagreement about that. There would be the access of a significant amount of humanitarian aid, and then there would be efforts to repair hospitals.
The Ministry of Defence says it's pausing plans to shake up accommodation rules after around 20,000 people signed a petition. Bosses apparently fear officers could quit over the proposals, which would see homes allocated based on need instead of rank. The UK COVID inquiry's investigation into the handling of the virus in Wales is just getting underway. It's relocated to Cardiff for 3 weeks of hearings with opening statements today. Increased competition between supermarkets has helped drive down grocery inflation to the lowest level in nearly 2 years. Kantar says prices are 5.3% higher than 12 months ago. Iceland's introducing what it calls the cheapest baby formula on the market after costs soared by 25% in 2 years, prompting the regulator to investigate. 800 grams of SMA's Little Steps powders on sale for £7.95, around £2 less than elsewhere. Iceland's executive chairman, Richard Walker, wants a broader overhaul of the rules, though.
We're currently not allowed to price promote the product. It's very difficult to give it away to food banks. You can't use cash equivalents like loyalty points, etc., to help purchase them in stores. So we're also lobbying the government to try and change all of that.
Around 80% of people aged between 85 and 95 are now making contactless payments. Barclays says the gap's closing between younger and older card users. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now it's still overcast here in Brentwood, 8 degrees, misty and light winds, and doesn't look like there's going to be any sunshine today, but it should remain dry.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. Thanks to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance for The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You've got me for the next 3 hours. And what have I got in my little plastic container? What do you think's in there today? I needed a snack, you see. I bought something naughty yesterday. I'll tell you about it later. Anyway, it's in a little box. And it didn't quite fit in the box, so it's a bit squashed. But, you know. Oh, I tell you what I did make last night. I made lemon chicken. Well, that makes it sound quite sharp, but it was lemon chicken with olive oil, oregano, rosemary, potatoes, garlic, stock, and some salt and pepper. It was lovely. It took quite a while to cook it. It took about twice as long to cook it. I don't know why. I think I put too much stock in. But I'll be having some of that for my lunch. I think I might put it in a little flatbread. Oh, it's lovely. It reminded me of being on holiday in Greece, but they do it so. In Greece, I think it's the potatoes they have. They might be really waxy, but they're so soft. I overcooked the potatoes, I think. Anyway, but it was, you know, it wasn't too bad. I was woken up last night quite rudely by my late night cough. I wake up about sort of 3 o'clock, which is, I think half past three is the devil's hour. Oh, more about that. 3 o'clock, and I'll just like choke. So I don't know whether it's because I'm snoring really loudly, but I've got a little tickly cough. You remember, because I keep coughing throughout the show, like, it's like clearing your throat kind of cough. But at 3 o'clock in the morning, it seems to really kick off. Right, let me have a look. The devil hour, 3:30 a.m. Is that the... Oh, no. Oh, dear. In Western Christian tradition, the hour between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. was considered a period of peak supernatural activity. This time is also referred to as the devil's hour due to it being a mocking inversion of the time in which Jesus supposedly died, which was 3 p.m. Oh, I didn't know that. That's really freaked me out now. That's really freaked me out because I do wake up about 3 o'clock. Also, it can be cortisol levels can do that as well. Well, no! The devil. Devil's Hour. Oh, I don't want to start the show off like that. It is a Tuesday, if you didn't know. I do have a question of the day. I've asked this before. But I think, you know, you like the... I'm trying to stay away from, like, the politics and the terrible things that are going on in the world. So are you a bath or a shower person? Could you give up your bath for a walk-in shower? That's the question. I'm thinking about it, but I'm not sure. Bob's already let me know. Stephen, Billy and Samantha Jane. Good morning to all of you. Thanks for getting involved. You can find me on Eat My Brunch on Facebook, Eat My Brunch on Instagram. You can always drop me a voice note as well, which I can play live on air. Or just send me a general message on the comments. Got a first play today from the excellent Rosie A. Webb, Does She Know? And also Roisin Quinn, who's been on the show before as well, Running From Yourself. We're hoping to speak to Rosie next week. Jojo Man Bam with Happy, Church of Trees, and loads more other tracks coming up on the show today. I'll be having a look through the papers, see if there's any stories that we want to hear about. Maybe some funny ones, not anything too much. Because it's too depressing. I tell you what was depressing yesterday. I had to go to the supermarket to get some chicken thighs and potatoes and things like that. And even on the as I was checking out, because I've already been to this particular supermarket and spent £69, but I had some vouchers, so it was £61. And I just couldn't believe that was just like clean products. And I just said to the woman yesterday, because I think it came to like £50, and I went... I was in any the other day, I said, I don't seem to be getting anything for my money. And it's only when you look at the prices and you're like, I can't believe some of the... I can't believe it's not butter. I can't believe some of the prices of food items or cleaning items. And you're just like, are you having a laugh? There was a couple of items I looked at and I thought, I'm just not paying it. There might be tins of beans or... other items that you just, I just like, I'm not paying it. I just think it's extortionate. I mean, I don't know how people are coping. I really don't. I know that Brentwood Food Bank, which is absolutely fantastic here in Brentwood, have been sort of helping out 200 local people every single week who would go hungry. And you can imagine, actually, when you go into the supermarket, it's just the price. I mean, it's the price. It's not even the food. It's things like your shampoo and your conditioner and whether you've got to buy bleach or toilet rolls, all the other stuff that adds up. And also, actually, talking about Brentwood Food Bank, they are looking for lots and lots of items, lots of tinned items like chili con carne, soups, meatballs, spaghetti, custard rice pudding, and then things like tea and coffee because they can be quite expensive, sugar, bags of rice, biscuits, jams and spreads, and, as I mentioned, they're toiletries like soap, shampoo, shower gel, deodorants, etc. You can find all the details actually on our website, but you can go to all the www.brentwood.foodbank.org.uk, and if you've got some extra tins that you've picked up while you've been shopping over the last couple of weeks, you can drop them off and help some of the families who really need help here in Brentwood. Let's kick off with Yes and Ariana Grande.
I tongue is sacred, I speak upon what I like. Protected, sexy, discerning with my time, my time. Your energy is yours, and mine is mine. What's mine is mine. My face is thin, I don't need no disguise. Don't comment on my body, do not reply. Your business is yours, and mine is mine. Why do you care so much who's there, right? Why?
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Yeah, the thing in the we don't call it Tupperware, you call it kind of Lock and Lock or whatever the brand name is, and you know the thing where you stack, put stuff in to keep it fresh. Yeah, it was a chocolate muffin. I didn't really enjoy it very much. I've only eaten half of it, but it's not. Maybe I should try making some, I don't know, but then I'll just eat them. I'll say that I'll bring them in for work, but you know that's not going to happen. I'll just end up scoffing the whole lot. It's not good. I've got my watch on today, actually. Which is a Keep Fit watch that keeps telling me to stand up. Do you know what really aggravates me, actually, at the moment? I don't know if you're a woman of a certain age, but if you're a woman in your 40s, 50s, 60s, do you know what annoys me? Joint pain. Joint pain. Oh, it's joint pain. I wake up and I'm like, oh, ow, oh, getting out of bed, oh, ow, oh, walking downstairs. Oh. I had one of my neighbours, she's not particularly very well, bless her, she rang the doorbell at 7 o'clock this morning. I should have looked on my phone because I couldn't see who's at the door. But I came downstairs and then she'd already gone to another neighbour's door. Bless her. I don't know what she wanted, but she was out there, I think, with her carer. So that woke me up this morning. And as I got out of bed, I was like, oh, ow, oh. I don't know. It's like joint. It's just joint pain. It's just so annoying. And I know I like to have a moan, and it's not even Wednesday. Wednesday is normally the day where I get into the big old moan-a-thon. And it went down really well on social media. Everybody was hurt. Somebody said, oh, small world problems. But that was quite funny. Yeah, it's one of those. I don't mind. I'm going to moan. I quite like it. Should we have some new music? That won't make me moan. That'll cheer me right up, in fact. So let's have some new music. Now, we won't have a first play because I have Roisin Quinn and Rosie A. Webb, their first plays on the show today. But I did play a track yesterday, which is a new version of Happy by the JoJo Man Band. And I really like this. Find him online. JoJo Man Band, Happy.
once have the season shifted? How many tides have I tumbled to shore? How many times has the sunlight lifted everything out of the darkness before? How many minutes since the moment somebody started keeping the score?
Boys, 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 boys I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now there's a comedy night coming up on Friday the 1st of March at Billericay Town FC, the new lodge at Bluntsmore Road, Billericay. Performances from Mike McLean, James Ellis, Prakash Jirjanhan, and also Matt Adlington. Showtime's 8pm, tickets are £15, and more details are on the website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Feel as if I should be running towards a car with a gun. This is Jan Hammer with Miami Vice. Who remembers that? Certain age group. You'll remember the Miami Vice with the nice suits and the... I did actually watch a couple on YouTube and it hasn't aged very well. It's a bit wooden, I would say. Yeah, I suppose when you watch things at the time, they seem really exciting. Some of the shows from like the 70s and 80s are quite awful. Right, coming up is a song that's gone number one everywhere. How does she do it? Well, there is only one Beyonce. Here she is with Texas Hold'em.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado.
Surviving.
A red cup kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah.
Ooh.
One step to the right, we headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice.
Ooh. Run me to the left,
then spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind.
This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em.
Take it to the
floor. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't give up. Come take it to the floor now.
Too hot to think straight,
too cold to panic,
all of the pride. if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor.
I'll be
now.
Damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now. Ooh. Take it to the floor now. Ooh. To the flow now, ooh. Toe, back, pulse. Shoot. Come take it to the flow now, ooh.
And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too.
Spurs, spurs, boots.
Solagenic, photogenic, shoot.
Favourite tracks, love this. Isley Brothers. Now let's have a look and see what's happening on the roads in Brentwood.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now, straight on to Brook Street roundabout, which is looking absolutely fine. Heading down the A1023, temporary traffic signals due to construction on London Road, both ways at Spittle Lane. You've also got temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on Friars Avenue, both ways at Priest Lane. A128 looking a bit busy, actually, on the Ongar Road in both directions, heading up to Wilson's Corner, and a little bit busy on the A128 as well. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout, down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, and up towards the M11, no issues. A12, again, running very nicely. You do have the speed restrictions, junction 13 and 16 in both directions. Why they do the resurfacing work, which is fabulous. There might be some nighttime closures and a contraflow also used. Oh, do you know, can you touch your toes? I don't think unless I was trying to cross my legs. Can't do that either. I can't cross my legs. I did try the other day to sit and see if I could cross my legs while I was sat down watching television. I can't do it. I can't do it. Unless I lift the leg up and kind of drag it, and then I can't keep it in that position. I can't touch my toes. No, I can't. And I desperately need to have a pedicure because my last pedicure done 3 months ago. My toenails are grown. I have managed to try to cut my toenails. And when I say I've cut them, they are more or less like little spears on my foot. Because it's so hard. It's so hard. Normally the right foot is not as bad. It's the left side. I can't, you know. So I end up with these little misshapen things. But I do need to get my feet done. Again, I'm going to moan again about just the cost. It's very expensive. I want a pedicure that has lots of massage in it. You know, the good old fact, because now really you go in and they sort of like scrape your feet. You're not meant to buff your feet when they're wet. What you're meant to do is use a very fine kind of which I've got at home. It's like exfoliator sort of stick, but you do that dry and you do it very lightly, and then but you don't wet your feet and then start scrubbing with these things because they can pull your skin open and all sorts of things. So I don't like that aspect of it. And sometimes they use a razor and you're like, no, it's not good. Not to shave my toes, just to get the cold skin off. But I like that when they do the massage, and sometimes you only get about like a 10 seconds worth of massage, and that's the bit I love. Like a nice leg and foot massage should be about 10 minutes per leg. Oh, I love that. Here's Oasis with Sunday Morning Call.
Here's another Sunday morning call. You hear the banging on the door. Slip your shoes on.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100k in March, in your own time and at your own pace, all in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, I've just seen a horrible story. A horrible story. Oh my gosh. I don't know. I can't read that out. Oh, this is horrible. It is. Do you want to hear the little story? Shall I wait till after the news? I'll tell you after the news. It might make you go ooh, but it's not really that bad. But it's a bit ooh. Yeah. That's horrible. Right, coming up, we've got something that isn't horrible. It's a great track by The Mighty Small, also known as Ballon Morello. He is a Chelmsford-based singer-songwriter and looper. Here's his brand new track. This is called The God of Small Things.
I was thinking about sinking, just simply letting go. Pull down the shades, and if I had my way, where would I go? Abandon myself to the journey, let the destination go, and I pray to the God of God's small things that I will not be alone, that I will not be alone. Where are you? Just existing. You set your mind to simple goals. If you could raise a smile wherever you go, you'll always have a place. You'll have a place to call. Where are you? Small things that I'll never be alone. Where are you now? Where have you gone? And I'll pray to the God of small things that I'll never be, I'll never be alone. Gather around, share the sound, and gather around, share that I'll never be. Gather around, share the sound, and gather around, and you won't ever be.
Where are you now?
Just existing. Where have you gone? So I'll pray to the God of small things, that I'll never be alone.
Turn on, kids. This is Ashley from Freak Power, and you're listening to Michelle Ward and Eat My Brunch.
We'll be right back. not painless. She was a friend of mine, a friend of mine.
Across Brentwood and Billericay.